Jesse Campbell on his horse Cappuccino, and he is a 26-year-old Kiwi, and he has been in the very much on the New Zealand eye. He's a member of their high performance squad, and he's had the benefit of training with both Mark Todd and Andrew Nicholson.
Now, he did exactly the same centre line as Michael Jung. I'd be interested to see what Mark's got. He left one hind leg a little bit out the back.
We've got 8.8 and 7.5.
Okay.
So they're staying on the good buttons.
They are, that's good. You know, it's good to judge everyone the same, like we just said. And let's remember, yes, you know, Michael Jung, you feel like that can frighten people doing their dressage. You know, it's a C, you got 77s, so I mean, if you average that out over the test, you know, we're not even talking eights for all the movements. Yeah. And if you look at it realistically, it does make it, it's perfectly attainable for all other riders to, you know, if you just keep aiming for these 7.75s and the odd eight, that can take you to that score. Yep, an active pirouette, again, a little on the large side for more than sevens. Easy to watch, the horse bent around the rider's leg. Nice bit of scope in the middle here.
Well, this is nice to sit down and watch the standard of dressage after lunch.
Yeah, nice transition.
Yeah.
And again, like we said earlier, for a very tall rider, he does sit very quiet. Nice, he's in the centre of the horse, helping with the balance. And of course, when your leg is this long on a horse that's not that deep in its body, it's quite hard to feel the horse's sides.
He would be a slightly better mover than the last horse, wouldn't he?
I agree. Yeah, I think he is. He's a little bit more rhythmic. He's stronger in the trot rhythm. And he also looks very correct in his training. A very nice halt.
Although that drop behind the leg and drop the contact.
And the stride was...
Mr. Carl Hester.
And also didn't do enough steps, unfortunately. There's a step short there. He's gonna. The horse isn't so relaxed as Sam, though, in the walk. Now it's improving, but yeah, not enough. There's just not enough room there for him to get the relaxation in.
Again, Michael was one of the first riders to literally... He did that walk that you're referring to, that when you leave the arena, he really...
He just let the hand go forward and...
The walk again proving very costly in the extended walk and the medium walks, 5.5.
Nice uphill canter.
Again, it's the detail that's just has to work on those little things. Overall impression is lovely.
Nice quiet pair of hands turned over the right way. The riders, I mean. You know, they're just not moving, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
And we say this every year, but if you've got great hands, you can wear white gloves.
That's correct.
If your hands bob about a bit, put the black ones on. Not everyone can see them move then when they're close to your jacket.
What do you wear, Carl?
White, of course, is the perfect. But Sam, I clearly remember, wears black gloves.
I'm just too tight to buy
white
gloves.
That's mean.
I can remember that. And your hands aren't bad either. You should wear white gloves.
Yeah, super straight.
I think
up
it's because my dad tells me he's too traditional. He gives me a top
no
hat that's
of
100
your
years old.
I tell you what, you could fit a swan in there. It's so tall.
Lovely balance, isn't it?
Really flowing. Total softness and ease in that flying change. No tension in the horse.
Yeah, the flying changes there deserve a high point so far.
It's definitely the second best test we've seen.
Yeah, and these last two tests have been the straightest on these V's, M, E, E, F. Some of them made them look a bit like serpentine
bit loopy.
Loops.
Yeah. Oh, really nice. Really another enjoyable test to watch.
It's going to be in the 30s, I think. It's going to be very close. His walk was costly.
Yeah, just surely 41.
The walk could have taken him.
So you're coming up with a 41. What are you coming up with?
42, maybe, with the walk. End marks.
But into second place.
Let's just see what the end marks are looking like. But
I'm gonna say it begins with a 3. I'm gonna go for it out on a limb.
I'll say 40.
Let's now head back to Joe.
Hello, yes, I'm here now with Jesse Campbell, who may have had an unenviable position of going in after Mikhail Young, but you played to the crowd and you took full advantage of it.
Yeah, you know, it's just a draw and you just got to go and do your test. And, you know, I didn't really think about who was performing after me. You know, it's just me and my horse and, yeah.
So how does this phase usually play out for yourself in Cappuccino?
Well, I heard a statistic that I was the only rider who had averaged a better dressage score than Michael Young at 4-star, but yeah, I only did one test last year at Le Moulin, and he's usually very consistent in this phase. Yeah, I was very happy with him today. Yeah, he's good.
So looking ahead to Saturday, what are your thoughts on the course?
The course is you know, there's a lot of questions. It's very jumpable, but you're going to have to be really on your game the whole way. Tick off every jump as you go, and you're going to have to be really focused.
So pretty happy with where you stand going into cross country?
Yeah, like I'd like to be a bit closer to him, but so it goes.
I think you're closest to him at the moment, so you're doing all right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers.